A big lawsuit brought by Elon Musk now has a new judge. The previous judge in the case recused himself. He backed out after some reporting by NPR News that explored how the case went to that particular judge in the first place, especially given that he owns stock in one of Musk's companies. NPR tech reporter Bobby Allen uncovered this story and is here to talk us through it. Hey there, Bobby.
Morning, Steve.
What's the case?
So Elon Musk filed a lawsuit against this liberal watchdog group called Media Matters. This was back in November. And if you remember, there was a number of advertisers who fled the platform after noticing extremist content, like white nationalist content, appearing next to advertisers' ads, right? Well, Media Matters was one of the groups that issued reports pointing this out. Obviously, this made Musk very mad. He sued them, okay? Then Musk sued the group of advertisers that actually left. There's an organization called the World Federation of Advertisers. They represent lots of brands. He sued them too.
Hmm.
I looked into both cases and said, huh, there is one judge overseeing both of these cases, and this judge is based in North Texas. Interestingly, none of the parties are based in Texas. What's going on?
How did that happen?
Well, it turns out that this district in North Texas, based in Fort Worth, has been under the microscope for some time over a practice known as forum shopping. And this is when a lawyer will try to find a judge who might be sympathetic to their case. And it's not illegal, but it's quite controversial. And the judge at the center of this, and who has been accused of taking forum shopping cases before, is a U.S. district judge, and his name is Reed O'Connor.
What did you find when you looked into his work on this particular case?
So I took a look at the Media Matters case and saw that he greenlit a process known as legal discovery. And this is typical with most lawsuits, right? You file a lawsuit and then there's this discovery process where both parties share lots of documents. But when I looked into it, I saw that he was really giving the Musk lawyers a lot of latitude. We're talking hundreds and hundreds of pages of discovery, down to like rank and file employees' personal bank records are being turned over in this case. It has cost Media Matters millions of dollars. They're a nonprofit of about 100 people. They've had to lay off 12, they told me, because they're trying to comply with all of these legal requests. Meanwhile, the Media Matters is asking the judge, hey, does this case even have any legal merit? They asked that 5 months ago, and the judge still has not ruled.
Where does the conflict of interest come in?
So I looked at the judge's financial disclosures and saw something that was not getting any attention before, which is this judge has invested up to $50,000 in Tesla, of course, Elon Musk's electric vehicle company. And I called scholars who study legal ethics, and they said, this sure does create the impression that this judge might not be able to rule fairly. It presents a conflict of interest.
Okay, so now that you've publicized this, has the judge backed away from judging cases involving Elon Musk?
Well, halfway, Steve. I mean, remember, this judge is seeing two lawsuits by X, one against Media Matters and one against a group of advertisers. The judge has now withdrawn from one of those cases where he had seemingly two different conflicts involving parties in the case, not just Tesla stock, but also with one of the defendants. He remains for now on the Media Matters lawsuit, but some legal scholars are calling for him to step aside from that one too.
NPR's Bobby Allen, thanks for your reporting.
Thanks, Steve.